There's no point in trying to deny it. Your lemon press gave you away. Presses, to be precise. One old, one quite new, less than a year. The pattern repeats itself with your two corkscrews, two pepper mills. The older items belong to you and your wife. The doubles were bought by you when you moved into your own place in Long Island.
Oh.
I found a letter in your mail forwarded to you from the long-term stay hotel chain in Islip. I assume that you and your wife separated for a while and then reconciled. Which brings me to your caller ID. You took a 15-second call from a Long Island area code last night, right before you stepped out of the house. Presumably from the woman who precipitated your separation. She rang, you walked out of the house. Why else would you hide information from the police when you're clearly desperate to get your daughter back?
When Sarah and I were separated, I dated a co-worker. She called me last night, said she was in the neighborhood and needed to see me, but I swear I only went out to tell her that she had to stay away for good.
How could you not say anything?
Where did you meet her?
On the street, a few houses down from here. But I swear, I didn't go into her car. I just talked to her through her window.
I'd like to speak with her.
She had nothing to do with this.
Probably not. But can you think of anyone else who was parked on your block last night? Because if she was waiting for you, I assume she was facing your house. If she was facing your house...
Maybe she saw something that could help us find the guy who took your daughter.
I'm sorry. I can't believe I'm the reason that lunatic got his hands on Roberta's daughter. If I hadn't called him...
Miss Thomas, it's all right. Did you see or hear anything out of the ordinary?
I never got out of my car.
So what now? Do you go back to the casino house, talk to the parents more?
You're doing it again. Talking.
What, I'm not supposed to talk?
Situations like these, cases that require my total concentration, I talk to you, never the other way around.
What in the hell?
I took the car, and I headed for the corner. And then, some other car ran a stop sign, almost hit me.
This was approximately when? Never mind, I already know. 9:40. The vine that the girl managed...